This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. Mangosuthu University of Technology bids farewell to stalwart administrator Bandile Majola. And in other news, Baba Bazunya kumasipala weTheku abadindwe emvula emgoqweni. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. The MUT community gathered on Thursday, the 6th of August, 2026, to pay a heartfelt tribute to the late Bandile Majola. Delivering the memorial address, Professor Berisi Potwala, Interim Deputy Vice-Chancellor of Resources and Planning, honored the life and legacy of the 39-year-old loans officer, tracing a remarkable journey that spent two decades at the institution. Born on the 8th of November 1986 at Ngonjeni Hospital in Ulundi, Majola completed his schooling at Edlebe Primary, Malema Khanda Primary, and Mahlabathini High School before arriving at MUT in 2006 to pursue a national diploma in public management. His journey at MUT transitioned seamlessly from staff to students. In 2009, during his final year, Majola completed his in-service training in the financial aid office. Recognized for his strong work ethic, he was retained for the January 2010 registration period, subsequently navigating 6 years of short-term contracts before securing a permanent position as a loans officer in 2016. Extending condolences on behalf of the Vice-Chancellor and Principal, the broader university community, Professor Twala acknowledged the profound void left by Majola's passing, reminding attendees that grief carries no timeline. The university encouraged staff and students to utilize its employee wellness support services. In other news, ikhalengonya likamasipala weTheku iqhuqhwa amakhaza nemvula iphelela kuyona imindeni engu-13 esanda kukhishwa okwezinja emfletini lese-South Beach. Le mindeni yakhahlanyezwa izikhukhula kanye nabanye abayinqwaba ezindaweni ezahlukene eThekwini ngo-April ka-2022. Emva kokuhlaliswa emahholo omphakathi izinyanga, yathuthelwa kuleli fleti ngoDisemba ka-2022 kanye nabanye. Ngaleso sikhathi, umasipala, uhulumeni wesifundazwe kanye nakwazwelonke wabathembisa izindlu zanomphelo bonke abagilwa. Nokho ngenyanga edlule umasipala uvele wabajikela esiswini njengotshwala lemindeni, wayithumela izincwadi ezichaza ukuthi ngeke isasizwa ngalutho, wabe useyalela ukuthi iphume iphele efletini, wabe sekuphela iminyaka emine ihlala kulona. Kwenzeka lokhu nje ngaphambi kokuba iqale imvula namakhaza, umasipala neminye iminyango kahulumeni bebekhiphe isixwayiso sokuthi isifundazwe sizoba namakhaza angajwayelekile. Unxuse izakhamuzi ukuthi ziqaphele futhi ziphephe njengoba imvula ingase iphenduke izikhukhula. Imvula iqale ukuna ngomsombuluko, kanti ngokwezangoma zezulu kulindeleke ukuthi izulu lize liqale ukuphenya khona namhlanje. Unkosikazi Jacinta Ngobese Zuma we-March on March ukhale esifanayo ethi kuyamangaza ukuthi umasipala ulusukumele phezulu olwabo kufika abakuleli ngokungemthetho ngoJuni, kodwa abashaya indiva abagilwa abakuleli abadinga usizo lwendawo yokufihla ekhanda. And finally, Tyler is to receive prestigious Summer International Achievement Award at the South African Music Awards. Two-time Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter, Tyler is set to receive the International Achievement Award at the 32nd South African Music Awards. The ceremony will take place on August 15 at the Sun City Super Bowl. Tyler previously the International Achievement Award at Summer 30 will now become the only second artist to receive the prestigious honor twice following Black Coffee. Her highly anticipated homecoming is being supported by proudly South African beauty brand AfriPure, which is sponsoring the International Achievement Award. The event is expected to bring together established artists, emerging talent, industry leaders, and music fans while creating opportunities for creatives, entrepreneurs, small businesses, and the hospitality sector. Nunati Gwija said Summer 32 would stimulate tourism and local economic activity while showcasing the province's culture and creative industries. The event will also provide a homecoming moment for Tyler as she is recognized in the country and culture that shaped her career. I'm talking diamonds, watches, curses. Recapping your top stories this hour, Mangosuthu University of Technology bids farewell to stalwart administrator Bandile Majola and babababaza unya kumasipala weTheku abadindwa imvula emgoqweni. And that was all from myself this morning. To catch your next news bulletin on the Hangouts this afternoon. For MUT Radio News, I am Ndisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.